Wake up, Kenosha. Bill and Pete, 724. What about the weekend? Looks like the weather's going to be decent, so let's get out and enjoy some holiday fun in the Kenosha area from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our ambassador of fun is Meredith Jamisco. Hello, Meredith.
Hello.
Ready to roll. Get out and do some, not just Christmas shopping, but just things to soak in as we journey forward into the holiday season. So what do you have for us, Meredith?
Well, we actually do have events this weekend. It may be the busiest weekend leading up to Christmas.
Nice.
It is. Yes, it's the DeBerg's Framing and Gallery Holiday Open House happening. They've spread it out across 3 days, tomorrow and Friday, 10 until 4, Saturday, 10 until 3. They are at 2008 63rd Street, and you can enter to win a $50 gift certificate with a purchase, and they have 20% off all framing. And, of course, the shop features American-made, eco-friendly, handcrafted gifts, handbags, scarves, jewelry, decor, and much more. And you know, they've been around since 1890.
Wow.
Yes, 130 years. And the original owner's great-granddaughters now run the shop. And of course, you must wear masks, and they will limit 10 people at a time in the shop. And then Trees on Parade is happening out in Twin Lakes, the annual event. It's a bit different, a bit scaled back from past years due to the pandemic. They almost thought it was going to be canceled, but they found a new location for it, and that is at the Trader Brothers Mall at 405 North Lake Avenue. And Friday, 10 until 8, Saturday, 10 until 4, Sunday, 9 until 2. You can go out, you can vote for your favorite decorated tree. And also this weekend during those hours, they are going to have a craft and retail vendor area, and admission is free. And different from the past, there won't be Santa, a kids area, silent auction, or a raffle. And the trees will actually be up until December 13th, so you still have a chance to go and vote. They just won't have the craft stuff going on.
Okay. Very good.
And yes, and then the Kenosha Public Market, of course, happens every Saturday. This weekend and next, it's extra special. It's their holiday market going on. It's going to actually be open both Saturday and Sunday, both weekends, 9 until 1, at their indoor location at the Lakefront Dugout, 620 59th Street. They will have trees and wreaths to purchase, hot chocolate for sale, and then you can shop the spacious 7,000-square-foot indoor market for handmade soaps, jewelry, home decor, and then, of course, lots and lots of variety of food items. And they are proud to say they have locally produced products that are created with passion, great pride, and lovingly made by hand by small producers and family-run companies. So there you go. And then the Holiday Boutique is still happening at Hawthorne Hollow as well, 880 Green Bay Road, Saturday, 9 until 3. They say they will have limited items due to COVID-19, but they're still going to have the unique handcrafted items, many made with materials found right at Hawthorne Hollow. They'll also have fresh greens available for your own crafting. They'll have their maple syrup for sale, a boutique blowout sale, and cool this year due to the pandemic, they are going to actually have a lot of the items to view on their website starting on Friday between 9 and 3. You can call to place your order and then pick it up on Saturday. So if you'd like to stay safer with that option, that is available. And that's what we have going on. Of course, as always, especially now, events are subject to change, but when I checked yesterday, they were all still happening.
All good to go. So get out, take advantage of all of that stuff. And yeah, it's a little different with the pandemic this year, but still great stuff to enjoy in Kenosha this holiday season. Now, I always crave more. How do I get more stuff, Meredith?
You can go to our website at visitkenosha.com, where the events that are happening are listed on our calendar, and we also have Fun 101, and we list a ton of locally owned shops and restaurants, and the attractions are listed, and all that good stuff.
All right, and still some time to get your photographs in.
That is right. They're due at the end of this month, and you could win dinner for two at a local restaurant and see your photos being used by us when you send us some great photos of Kenosha in the Picture Your Kenosha Photo Contest.
So get busy. Get going on that. She is our ambassador of fun with the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meredith Jamisco, thank you as always, and you get out and have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.